time for another Elkhorn Archives on WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn. It's brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. We look back at some of the games that Tim Elkhorn called with us here at WEOL, and we are into a new year, so a new archive. Which one are we going at today, Tim?
Well, Bruce, since today is the first day of 2021, I thought I would look for a game that happened on the 21st. Oh, I wish I could say I was that smart. No, I just found this game that happened to take place on the 21st, the January 21st of 2014. So not quite 7 years ago, but this was a good one. Patriot Athletic Conference Stripes Division matchup between the Clearview Clippers under head coach John Sally and the Columbia Raiders under head coach Larry Babix. It was actually a game that had been postponed due to snow 2 weeks earlier. They were supposed to play on January 7th, so it got moved to January 21st. Two really good basketball teams. Clearview going into the contest at 6-2 in the pack, 10-3 overall. Columbia 7-1 in the pack, 11-2 overall. So it really shaped up on paper to be a good basketball game, and it turned out to be just that. So we'll take a look back at Clearview and Columbia, January 21st, 2014, over at Columbia High School. And boy, Columbia had some terrific players on this team, and one of them was only a sophomore, but he had a great career at Columbia. 6'4", David Delahunty. And Delahunty would get Columbia off to a good start, knocking down a long-range bomb in the small gym at Columbia High School.
Here on the right wing, throws it out front to Simon, back in the corner to Delahunty. He'll shoot it and hit it for a three ball. David Delahunty dials up long distance, and the Raiders with the first point of the night.
Yep, David Delahunty would give Columbia a 3-0 lead, but his long-range shooting in that first quarter wasn't over. He would hit another one in that first period for the Raiders.
And now swings at left side, Delahunty, a three ball. Nothing but net! David Delahunty, his second three ball of the quarter, 6-2 Raiders.
Yeah, it was a good start for Columbia, but then Clearview got hot. They had offensive weapons as well, and one of those was 6-foot senior guard Eric Berkey. And Eric Berkey for the Clippers said, "Hey, Dave, if you can knock down a couple of three balls, so can I."
Ahead to Young, back out front to Knowles, right of the key to Berkey. He'll shoot it and hit it, and that's a three ball. Berkey was actually outside the arc down at the other end. Didn't look like he was that far out. Berkey hits the three to make it 6-5.
Well, you heard me say down at the other end. One of the great things about going to Columbia is sitting on the stage. You're on the stage behind the one basket. So as they run away from you, sometimes it's tough to gauge where they are. But boy, when they come at you, when they're running at the stage, it's like a thundering herd coming down the floor as they charge towards you. So it's a really unique vantage point. But Berkey would hit that three ball. So Clearview got their offense rolling. And then a little bit later on in that first quarter, another senior on John Sally's team, Damian Knowles, would knock one in from long range.
In the right corner, Knowles will shoot a three right there. Damian Knowles got the inbound, said, "I'm going to fire it," and he nailed it. Makes it 16-9.
And that would be the score at the end of the first quarter. So Clearview off to a good start. Clippers led it 16-9. So we go to the second quarter of play, and it would be again Eric Berkey with a nice offensive move for the Clippers.
In the lane, Berkey the runner. Good! Eric Berkey hung it on the rim and got it to fall through. 27-16.
So Clearview right there, you heard it, had an 11-point lead in that second quarter of play at 27-16. So they were off to a really good start. But David Delahunty, as I mentioned, he had a couple of three balls in that first quarter of play. He would come back in the second quarter and knock in another one to get Columbia a little bit closer.
At the other end, three right there by Delahunty. Boy, David Delahunty with his third long-distance shot of the half. Makes it 27-19. Raiders back to within eight.
And Columbia would close it to 7 at the half. Clearview would go into the locker room with a 33-26 lead. So, again, it had been 11. Columbia was able to trim it down to 7 at the half. So we go to the second half of play, third quarter, and Eric Berkey, again for Clearview, would come up with a real nice play. This one would include an opportunity for an and one.
Berkey gets by Severo. Berkey into the lane. Shot. Good and the foul. And Berkey with a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Eric Berkey, 6 foot senior. He was a nice guard for John Sally's team going into this ball game. He was averaging 12.6 per game. He was a terrific point guard for the Clipper squad. But Columbia said, we're going to make our move. We're going to get back in this thing. And Brian Hershey, a 5'8 junior, said, you know what? Everybody else is hitting long distance. I'll see if I can knock one in from downtown Columbia.
Right side Hershey, a three. Got it! Brian Hershey, another three for the Raiders. Makes it 38-36. They're within two.
Yeah, they were making their move. Downtown Columbia, Bruce. I don't know if there is a downtown Columbia, but Hershey was able to knock that one in for the Raiders to get them to within two. Clearview trying to withstand the charge. 6'1 sophomore Lance Billings would score his very first points of the ball game as Billings would hit a three-pointer to answer for the Clippers.
To Berkey, down the right side to Billings. He'll shoot another one. Got it! Billings, boy, he's not bashful. In off the bench, he's letting them fly, and he got that one to drop. 44-39. Two straight threes by Clearview.
And the lead was back to 5 at 44-39, but here's another young man for Columbia that knew how to shoot long range, 6'4 junior Kevin Simon. And Simon would get the Raiders to within two as he would hit this three ball late in the third quarter.
They're back up by 5. Simon answers at the other end with a three for the Raiders. Kevin Simon, as the two teams are now matching bombs.
So that bomb by Simon would make it 44-42. So the Raiders were inching closer. Clearview's lead was down to 2 as we went to the fourth quarter of play. Clippers up 44-42 in that, or at the end of the third quarter. Now, Columbia would take the lead in the fourth quarter. They were finally able to catch and overtake Clearview. Columbia was up 48-47 in the fourth quarter of play. But in that fourth quarter, it would be Banyas with an outstanding three-point play for the Raiders.
Banyas left of the lane, strong to the hole, put it on the rim and in, and he got fouled. Oh, what a move by Banyas as he took it to the rack. His first field goal of the night. Popped that one in with the left hand.
Yeah, Jay Banyas, he would really close out this game in style. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, of course, he was known for being a great quarterback for Jason Ward on the Columbia Raiders football team. But Jay Banyas was a heck of a basketball player as well. But Clearview would answer back. Jarrell Williams, he had a great game for the Clippers. He would drop in a long bomb to put the Clippers on top.
Williams steps back, shoots. Good! Oh, a three by Jarrell Williams. A big-time shot from a big-time player. 50-48, Clearview by 2.
It was going back and forth now, so Clearview had the two-point lead at 50-48. Columbia would get a free throw to make it a 50-49 game. And then once again, Jarrell Williams would come up with a huge play for the Clippers.
Severo, baseline left, leans in, tough shot, no. Rebound knocked out front. Williams has it. Jarrell to the other end. Pow! With two hands. Jarrell Williams with the dunk. 52-49.
So Clearview was up by 3, 52-49. But as I mentioned, Columbia had a great senior leader in one Jay Banyas. Jay Banyas on his own would close out the game on a 7-2 run for Columbia.
Into the forecourt, Banyas left the lane. Strong into the hole, laid it in. Banez gives Columbia the lead. Banez, coast to coast, 53-52.
And the Raiders would end up winning it by a final of 56-54. But Clearview had an opportunity. Clearview would have the basketball after Banez went to the free throw line. 9.4 seconds on the clock. Columbia was up 55-54. Banez goes to the line with the Raiders up one. Let's bring you the final few seconds of this one at Columbia High School.
Banez, first one up, no good. Now we got a whole new set of circumstances. Because if Banez hits the second, it's still only a two-point game. Well, it's like a girls' game now. The gym has gone quiet. Banez, good on the second. Banez with a dozen, timeout taken by Columbia. Well, here we go. 9.4 to go. Clearview with the ball down by two. They need to go the length of the floor. Antonio Bennett will inbound. 56-54. Bennett throws it into Ivan Huff. Huff through the center circle, into the forecourt. Huff, right side, gets it to Billings, unloads a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Simon, and the buzzer sounds, and that ends the ball game. The Columbia Raiders win another heart stopper here on their home floor. Columbia nips Clearview 56-54.
And for the Raiders, it would be their fifth consecutive win. It would push them to 8-1 in the Patriot Athletic Conference, 12-2 overall. Boy, tough loss for Clearview. They had that 11-point lead and saw it slip away. Clippers dropped to 6-3 in the pack and 10-4 overall. Just an outstanding high school basketball game. Jarrell Williams for Clearview would lead all scorers. He had 26. Damon Knowles with 15. David Delahunty with that hot first half when he had 13 in the first two quarters would finish up with 19. Banez would score the final 7 points of the game for the Raiders, finish up with 12. And Brandon Severo also had a nice game for Columbia, a 10-point effort. So, Bruce, they had to wait 2 weeks to play it after it was initially postponed on January 7th, but it was worth the wait. January 21st of 2014, an exciting win for Columbia on their home floor. 56-54, they down the Clearview Clippers.
Still trying to find the answer to your downtown Columbia question here. I'm just... I don't know if it's like Royalton Road 82, like in 252, that area, or do we, there's a Columbia Beverage and Deli at that corner. I'm not sure if that qualifies for that, but, you know, there's in a lot of areas there that they have, the Columbia Ballroom or whatever, but somewhere down there in Columbia Station.
And I have to say something about that Jarrell Williams dunk. I used pow in there. And I was doing an interview the other day, and somebody asked me where I came up with pow, and I said I remember it was high school basketball, but I didn't quite remember when. So it was at least 7 years ago.
Let me play that again. This time people can look for this. Listen up for this. The Batman sound here.
Severo, baseline left, leans in. Tough shot, no. Rebound knocked out front. Williams has it. Jarrell to the other end. Pow! With two hands. Jarrell Williams with the dunk. 52-49.
All right, a little subtitle storyline. This is pretty good on here, too.
Yeah, during the interview, I think the first time I used it was with Rashad Berry for Lorraine High. He went up with such force in a game with a dunk that it literally just came out. Pow! I mean, he just crushed it. And I think I kind of liked it. And we were talking to Jared after the game. He said, "Yeah, I kind of like that." And it's stuck, but I don't remember exactly when it happened. So now but when I heard that, and I always say I hear the highlights as you play them. So Jarrell Williams 7 years ago had a pow.
That's good. When does the pow wow show up? Does that ever happen?
Yeah. There you go.
Let's hope that 21 gives a big pow to the side of 2020, kicks it out to the curb, and we can have a good season of sports all around. But we appreciate you looking back. January 21st of 2014, Columbia Clearview. That is our Elkhorn Archive for today, brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. For Tim Elkhorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.